A jewel in the crown of Columbus, Indiana's architecture scene is now open to the public. The house and gardens of J. Irwin Miller and his wife Xenia was commissioned in 1953 and is now owned and cared for by the Indianapolis Museum of Art. It was designated a National Historic Landmark in 2000, the first location to be honored while one of its designers, Dan Kiley, was still living and while the house was still occupied by its original owners. Andy Corrigan recently went on tour of the grounds and has this report.
Zachary Allen Bruning got the job mowing the lawn at the Miller House about a year ago.
Yeah, I love my job. I love this place. And I used to mow Cummins sites in Columbus, and then I got this job, and I love it.
The Miller House sits on over 13 acres of land, most of which is the wide expanse of grass in the backyard. Bruning says it takes him nearly 4 hours, twice a week, to keep the grass short enough.
Usually it's not this tall, though, because usually it floods back here, so I haven't been doing it since it's been about 3 weeks. I haven't mowed. I probably have to mow it again because it's so much clumps, but gotta do what I gotta do.
Earlier this month, the public started to have the opportunity to admire Bruning's work when the house and gardens opened for tours. The grounds was a collaboration amongst three prominent American designers, architect Eero Saarinen, textile artist Alexander Girard, and landscape designer Dan Kiley, who was the one responsible for the beautiful gardens.
The single most notable feature, the single most often photographed, is this allee of honey locust trees.
That's Bradley Brooks, the Indianapolis Museum of Art's Director of Historic Resources.
And up here, this elevated area you might think of as the garden immediately surrounding the house, and it's got numerous groupings of trees and shrubs, all of them relying on very strong geometry to shape their and organize their groupings. Then this meadow, this expanse of turf, and beyond that, the woodland and the river that you see beyond. So you've got this highly cultivated area, expanse of space, and then sort of a semi-wilderness beyond to give it a tripartite division to the overall landscape design.
The IMA has been training volunteers to conduct tours of the grounds through the Columbus Visitor Center. It involves learning stories about how the family interacted with its surroundings, stories shared by the youngest of the five children, Will Miller.
And he related the story of his sisters roller skating around the house on the terrace, whipping the corners by grabbing the columns. So here you've got beautiful, high modernism at its finest. Children will find a way to extract fun from that landscape.
The view of the landscape is a vital part of the beauty of the inside of the house as well. The grand room enjoys a view of the meadow to the west, a sightline the Millers did not want to be disrupted by Alexander Girard's interior design.
When Alexander Girard first proposed the original furnishing scheme for the house, you know, there was this lengthy document that laid out all the furniture that was going to be in all the spaces and all the textiles and so forth. And he called for an Eames compact sofa to go in the living area. Mr. and Mrs. Miller wrote back and said, "We see you've specified an Eames compact sofa for the living area. However, they're not attractive when viewed from the rear, and it's too high for the sight lines in that room." So they already had an idea of the spatial relationships here and the way they wanted this space to relate to this space.
The Millers also worked closely with Girard to design the signature element of the house, the conversation pit. It's a square portion of the grand room that's submerged a few feet and lined with cushions and pillows. This allows for a number of people to sit without having to add more furniture to the space.
The other thing that that does is that it creates a sense of intimacy and enclosure, and it does it without any walls. So you do that by descending a few steps and having that low sort of enclosure, which then makes the ceiling become higher, so it changes perceptions in the space.
It also gives you a different view of the items in the room, like the underside of the grand piano, which Girard painted red to match the pillows in the conversation pit. The pillows are another example of the collaboration between Girard and the Millers. The cushions had interchangeable slipcovers.
So that in the summertime, there'd be a light-colored rug, light-colored pillows, and light-colored cotton striped pillows in there. And this would change twice a year. And it would, you know, then sort of be cool and more serene in the summer and then be richly, deeply colored and textured in the wintertime. But this was one of these responses when Mrs. Miller said, I'd like to have new interiors, but I don't want to move.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
The public can register for tours of the Miller House and Garden through the Columbus Visitor Center. Learn more and see a slideshow on our website, wfiu.org/arts.